Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back to Not Another Mummy Podcast with me, Alison Perry.
I'm joined today by an actor, presenter, rock star, and dad of two, nearly three. Andy Day will be a very familiar face if you watch CBeebies with your children. He is the star of shows like Andy's Aquatic Adventures and Andy's Wild Adventures. He's also in rock band Andy and the Odd Socks with a brand new series of Andy and the Band on our screens now. I mean, there's a whole lot of Andy on CBeebies, isn't there? Welcome, Andy, to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. What an introduction, eh?
How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Yes, very well. It's a bit chaotic in our house, as I spoke to you earlier. We're having a loft extension at the moment, so it's all a bit chaotic. But all good, all good.
It's all going on, it's all going on. How does it feel to be such a huge kids TV legend? I mean, I would say that you're probably up there in tumble territory now.
Oh, it's very lovely for you to say. I don't really consider myself like that, and that's not me being humble. I really don't, because I've been doing it for 17 years. It's always been a job that I just absolutely adore. And so I sort of just roll with it and don't really think about it too much. I often think when people talk about me, it's like it's me, but it's a different me. So I don't relate myself to it. It's strange.
Yeah. It's like showbiz Andy rather than just Andy at home dealing with the builders with his loft extension. You know, that's normal Andy.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because everyone has a perceived idea of you from the TV. So, I'm not dissimilar from myself on screen or anything like that. It's just obviously everyone has a different idea of you, so you feel like you're disconnected. And I quite like that, to be honest.
Yeah. I was chatting to Nigel Clark, who is one of your CBeebies peers.
Lovely, Nigel.
He's so lovely, isn't he? And he was telling me about how the CBeebies crew and cast are just as nice as you would hope them to be. And it's just, it's almost a relief as a parent to hear that these people that your kids are growing up watching are genuinely good eggs.
Yeah, they're lovely, absolutely lovely. And we're all very, very close. And people find it hard to believe sometimes, but there's not a bad one amongst. I think if there was, I don't think they'd last very long in kids' TV. I think that's probably what it is, especially these days. But everyone is lovely. They bring something new to the table. Mm. We've all known each other for years because there's a lot of longevity in sort of preschool TV and kids TV in general, it can be. So yeah, they're lovely. There's not, everyone always goes, what's Tumble like? Or, you know, what's
give us the dirt.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, there is no dirt. I wish I could give you some dirt, but there's no dirt. People are, they get on with their jobs. They do it well. They're passionate. They, you know, and they're normal people, normal people that often have kids and families and, you know, they just, they're lovely, absolutely lovely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your family and your home life. We feel like we know you so well.
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you. Let's bring it back to you, Andy. Yeah. But we feel like we know you so well from like your on-screen persona. But tell us about life at home and what kind of dad you are. Because like I said at the start, you've got two girls and you've got one on the way, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, certainly at the moment, I'm a busy dad because I've got time. at home. I'm often away. So my wife is incredible. She does a lot of the caring for the children when I'm away. But when I'm back, I like to spend a lot of time with them and just do dad and kid things. I think I constantly remind myself that they're not going to stay young forever. And do you know what? The girls, I know everyone must say this about their kids. They're so much fun to be around. They're a lot of fun. And Indiana, especially the 2-year-old, she is a lot more daddy than Rubes ever was. Although Rubes is very daddy when she needs to be, usually when it's just me and her. But they adore their mum, of course. But when we spend time together, Indiana's very, very daddy. And she's mental. She's mental in the best way. And she has us in stitches all the time. And they're just they're a joy to be around. So I like to spend a lot of time with them. When there's a lot going on, I find it difficult to categorize the two. When I've sort of mentally sort of parked something like a job that I'm doing, then it's all for the kids.
So how much time do you have to spend away then? I mean, do you have to kind of go off for chunks of time to do filming?
Not so much filming. When I'm filming in Bristol, if I'm filming like adventures, then it's fine because it's in Bristol. If we're filming like we did series 3 of Andy and the Band, which is in Liverpool, and actually every series has been up in the north, then, you know, often we're away for 2.5 months, 3 months. I mean, COVID times, series 2 was very difficult because we weren't allowed to see each other. We weren't allowed to see the kids because we couldn't get ill for obvious reasons. And so we didn't see them for like about 2 months, and that was horrible. It was really, really horrible and very frustrating because everybody else could go off, and it was at a time where they could go off and go home and stuff like that. So, you know, we always struggle as to what makes sense and what doesn't. But it was because, you know, if one of us goes off, then, you know, we're not covered for insurance probably, and it stops the whole production. But yes, often I'm away.
That must have been really hard because, you know, so my twins were 18 months old to about 2 during the pandemic. And CBeebies was one of those things that kept us all going. It kept us all sane. I mean, there was a whole lot of more screen time happening during those months for everybody, I'm sure. But really hard that you guys were the ones that were providing that help for us.
Well, my wife and I shot a program in lockdown whilst our kid was asleep. We'd do it from 7 to 11. We Andy's Dino Toy Box. We shot that in our back room. And so crazy things were happening. We did lots of online gigs as well for Andy and the Odd Socks, loads of online gigs and lots of happy birthday messages and lots. I think we did about 2,000 in all just because it's one of those times where it was really, really difficult for kids and parents.
Yeah.
So whatever you could do was a benefit to both because it kept you busy, but it also made you feel like you were cheering someone up and it kept them sort of entertained or whatever. So, let's not talk about COVID.
I know. It's one of those things, isn't it? I do find myself like reflecting and going back in conversations. And then you get to a point where you're like, let's stop talking about it. It was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't help it because it was just a strange time. But yes. But series 3 of Andy and the Band was up in Liverpool and that was for 3 months. But I was back at weekends. And I do have, I mean, my wife's in earshot of me saying this, but she knows because I tell her, I do have the most incredible wife. And she is a fantastic mum to the girls. And she just never, she was in kids TV as well. So she from behind the scenes. So she knows what it's like. She's very supportive of my career. And we just work very well as a partnership. So I wouldn't be able to do it. Again, it's a bit cliche, but I would not be able to do it if I didn't have the support of Kat. So I feel very lucky.
That's good. Now, looking back to your own childhood, Andy, what was that like? And did you always want to be a dad yourself?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, when I was a kid, it was a happy childhood. It was a very loud household. Everyone talked over everyone. But it was we were very, very open at breakfast time and lunch time and dinner time. We'd chat about whatever, and I mean whatever. I had two brothers, so it was a very boy-y house.
Were they older than you or younger than you?
Older, so I was the youngest. I got away with the most. but the taller out of the three. And yeah, it was a happy household. My mum was a full-time mum, and she sort of worked part-time, like CNA and places like that. But she sort of, bless her, sort of devoted her time to being a mum. And my dad, he was off working, and yeah, we got to spend a lot of time together. So it was a nice childhood. But very shouty, I would say. A very shouty household. Yeah. Not aggressively, just very loud and talking over each other. So yeah.
And did you always see like fatherhood in your future, or was it not something that you thought about growing up?
I did think about it. I didn't see me being a dad, weirdly enough, until, and again, this is gonna sound so cliche, but it's honestly, until I met my wife now, I didn't want kids. And I think a part of that is a lie, because I probably did want kids, but unconsciously sort of just prepared myself if that never happens.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was actually just waiting for the right person to want to have kids with, I feel, and the right time. In the right time, because I was, you know, 37 when Ruby was born. 37, so yeah. That's what a later dad.
Yeah. And so many of us have got an impression of what parenthood's going to be like, but then it can be quite different when it happens. You know, I didn't appreciate how relentless it can feel, especially when they're little, or like how I beat myself up over like tiny things, or when I lose my patience with them and I just feel absolutely terrible afterwards. I just didn't even think about those things, that, you know, what the reality would be like.
Well, you don't, do you? Until you're in the scenarios.
Exactly. Yeah. Has there been much
the guilt,
of that?
The guilt.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly. But has there been anything that's kind of surprised you as your girls have kind of arrived and you've gone through like the baby stage and the toddler stage?
Anything that surprised me about the girls? Well, it brings out a certain temperament in you when you're challenged. And there's always those, that, you know, moments here and there. I've got to say, the girls are really good, but of course, there are always times where they're, for me, I'm not the most patient of people. And I openly admit that. But I'm also very aware. So I will apologize and realize very quickly if I've been out of line, or if I've spoken too soon and not thought about what I've said. And that was a big thing, actually. My dad, bless him, is a reactor. He reacts. He goes from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. Yeah. So, you know, if he was tired or in a bad mood or something like that, when I was younger, it was not a, would you mind doing this? And I think that generation, it was quite a common thing.
Yeah.
He would be like, ah, yeah, you know, so everything was on one level and it was too much. Mm. And so that's what I was used to. So my natural reaction when Ruby isn't, not so much Indiana because she's two, but when Ruby's not listening to something, or, you know, just being a kid, is to go from 0 to 100. And I've really had to, and I'm proud of myself for it. I've brought that down, really taken a breath and gone, do you know what? She's a kid. She's not listening right now. I'm going to give, there's no point. I'm battling for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So that was a big insight, actually.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I think so many people found that they're reflecting on their own childhood, how their parents perhaps reacted to them in situations, and then almost trying to kind of reprogram yourself so that you're not reacting instinctively in that
same way.
You
want to break the cycle.
Yeah.
You want to break the cycle. That's it. Because you know that what I've realized is that emotional intelligence is the most important intelligence ever, I would say. And so my wife is very calm. She's very good at explaining things, you know, and that comes very natural to her. And for me, you know, I can explain things, but I'm, like I said, I'm innately a reactor. But I know that that's not, sometimes it's relevant, and it's relevant on the level of I want her to understand that I'm not happy at this situation, right? And there is consequences when certain things are said or done on both sides. But equally, want to give space to my kids to react and do, you know what I mean? And hold up a mirror as opposed to react back.
Yeah.
So I'm really aware that's a constant challenge for me.
Yeah.
But an interesting one.
It is, yeah. I've been through it as well. And actually, just listening to you here talking about that is making me reflect on the fact that I've got a 13-year-old as well. And so I do the same thing with her, where I'll explain. I won't just say, no, you can't do that because I said so. You know, I will say because of this, because it's because of safety, because of whatever, and really explain things to her. But the problem is that when they get to about 13 and they can argue back, you kind of trip up a bit and you're a bit like, it's like, okay, I know I'm opening up the conversation here and I'm trying to, you know, be fair and explain to you and treat you like an adult. That doesn't mean that you can just spend 40 minutes relentlessly saying, but why, but it's not fair. And it's just like,
yes, of course.
This is why our parents just said, I said no, that's the end of the conversation. And then they walked off. It's like, I can kind of see.
That's what I mean. There's something in that. There's something in that.
I can kind of see why they did it. Because this is exhausting doing it this way. So you've got all that to come though, Andy.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm really selling it to you, aren't I?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But as a dad of girls, what skills have you learned? So have you learned to like plait hair? Can you navigate putting tights on them? All the things that you didn't have to do as a boy.
Ruby says to me, you know, stuff like getting them dressed and stuff like that, no problem. But it's always Ruby. She basically said, "Daddy, you cannot do plaits." and the thing is, I mistakenly tried without training first a long time ago, and ever since then, she's like, "No, I want mummy to do them." And if mummy's not there, then we'll put it in a ponytail. Ponytails, no problem. Ponytails, I'm all right with.
Are you being told no?
My wife's nodding her head. She's nodding her head. No. So that's about it, really, because they're of that age. You know, I'm sure, lots more to come, I'm sure, but it's really about sort of the bits that I don't know about is the hair.
Yeah. Yeah, with my husband, it's hair and putting on tights, really confusing to begin with. He was like, "How do you know which way around to put them?" And it's just really like stressful.
Tights, I'm fine with. I'm fine with that. If your husband wants a training session in tights, I'm the man.
We'll set up a Zoom call.
Yeah,
let's do it. What do your girls think of Daddy being on TV and doing the cool things that you do? Do they watch your shows?
Well, I always get asked this, and it's a funny one. They've just taken it in their stride. There's not really anything different. There's not a shock like, "Oh, Daddy's on TV." They've grown up with it. And so I'll encourage them to watch my programs as much as I can. Indiana loves Andy and the Band, and so does Ruby. Indiana also loves the dinosaur programs and Safari and the raps. She's a big fan of all my programs, actually. So she's my favorite. Ruby is... She's less on the dinosaur side, less on the natural history side, although she does enjoy it. But she does like Andy and the Band. She loves it. And she's seen a lot of the programs. One of the episodes for series 3 of Andy and the Band has got Indiana in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's actually in it. She plays Cousin Mac invents a machine which makes us young, and it goes wrong, and we become our young selves, and Indiana's me.
No, that's so brilliant.
It's a brilliant ep. Remember Look Who's Talking from in the 80s?
Yeah.
It always just reminds me of that because we voice it and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Brilliant. And she's seen herself on that and she knows it's her. She goes, me? Me? Yeah.
That's so
and when
cute.
She wants Daddy's Program, she goes, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. We used to get confused between Daddy and Pepper. They sounded the same, but that is definitely
it's
Daddy.
It's a very easy mistake to make, to be fair, Andy. Yeah. You know, you guys look quite
And
similar.
To be honest, even if it is Pepper, I'll still put Daddy on. So,
you mentioned which of your kind of programmes that your girls prefer. Which do you prefer? What's your favourite thing to film? Is it the natural history stuff or is it the rock band stuff?
Do you know what? I love both for different reasons. The natural history stuff, a lot of it is green screen. A lot of it is on my own. And that has its pros and cons. Now Jen is much more in the picture with Global Adventures. It's a lot more fun in that respect. So I'm playing off someone as opposed to playing off a green screen. But I love the program and the natural history element and the adventure element. I absolutely love, and I love the task of, as a performer, making it look as real as possible as if something's there, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that. And I like, it's just me for that. But I crave, after a while, I crave people to bounce off. Otherwise, I go a little bit insane. In fact, the crew for Andy's Adventures would probably tell you that I go a little bit mad at the end of it. And just a stream of consciousness comes out. Yeah. But Andy and the band has been my favourite to film because, me and the band, we're like family now. We've been going since 2017. When you work in a band, I don't know if you've ever been in a band or known people that have been in bands, you become very close because, you know, especially like we've just finished a tour and we shared a tour bus.
Yeah.
And so we were very close.
Yeah,
we were very in close quarters. And you know, there's a lot of bands that that don't last very long as a result of that. But we managed to sort of get on well and you know, we know each other's quirks and we know when to leave one person alone and not the other at different times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We sort of read each other a little bit more.
And it's pretty cool that you're an actual band and you are touring and, you know, your audience can come and see you and like doing the festivals. Oh. And I mean, that must be pretty amazing.
That's, I think, the sort of unique selling point of the program is the fact that we're an actual band. We started as a band and we got it on TV. There's no band out there apart from say the Wiggles, and even that's slightly different and a lot younger, I think, than our sort of demographic. For Andy and the band, but we're an actual, you know, the program is about Andy and the Odd Socks and we're an actual band.
Yeah,
so it's unique. They can come and see us, and when we're playing live, it's such an amazing feeling because the kids really engage with it and they love to see the band as well. You know, back in the day when we first started, they came to, not to blow my own trumpet, they came to see me because they knew me. But I knew very quickly as soon as we got it on TV, you know, that would spread the load. And now they dress up as the band or dress up as me. They dress up as Andy's mum. Parents get really involved, dress up as Whiff and Andy's mum and stuff. And it's, do you know what I'd love for us to sort of create with it? I suppose everyone wants this to a certain degree when they're part of a program or they've worked in a program, you know, is to make it culty.
Mm.
You know, something that even sometimes the guests that we get on, I feel we do it subconsciously because it's an old school feel. Like we had Rusty Lee on this one, and we had a lovely lady called Jan Hunt who was, you know, in the first Cracker Jack. Back in the day, and she was a musical theatre, you know, she's and still is musical theatre buff. She's amazing, you know, was really up there back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, people like that, it's really niche. Only a few people might recognise or appreciate that. But and with Sue Pollard in the first series, and then you have the likes of Sir Brian May being in the programme, and it's so lovely. We absolutely love it. Or even Craig Revel Hallward made an appearance and Steve Backshaw made an appearance. You know, even if it was a small appearance, you know, it's just great.
It's brilliant. I think what's so special about CBeebies is that it brings families together. So like you know, I sit and watch like Bluey and Hey Dougie with my girls. And like you say, you've got like parents coming along to your gigs, getting involved, not just like reluctantly bringing the kids along and just standing there, like, you know, enduring it. They're dressing up, they're loving it. You know, we all went to the CBeebies Panto in Eastbourne last year and we saw you dress up as a pigeon. We saw your starring role as pigeon.
I think there is a lot of people shocked about that because obviously I didn't come on till like three quarters of the way through.
I was like, where's Andy? You know, we were promised he'd be here. No, it was brilliant. It was so good. But TV is such a powerful thing, isn't it? For like bringing families together in like a shared experience.
Yes, it's so powerful. And back in the day, maybe when we were kids, family entertainment was really important. You know, you sat down and watched with your parents, like, I don't know, the A-Team or even some cartoons, you know what I mean? Round the Twist or, you know. Yeah. So we really wanted to, a big element of it's almost very 80s and 90s, Andy and the Band. I like to think of it anyway, so parents can sit there with their kids and enjoy it. Like equally with the music, when we started writing the music, it was so the parents, you know, we didn't dumb it down. It was so the parents could enjoy it as well, because we know that they're going to have to listen to it in the car if their child likes it enough all the time.
On a loop
all the time, exactly. Yeah.
And there's a really good link, isn't there, between Andy and the Odd Socks and your work as an ambassador for Anti-Bullying Week, isn't there?
Yeah, so we started Odd Socks Day about 7 years ago with the Anti-Bullying Alliance. And it was just about, basically a day where kids would put on a pair of odd socks. And it was to symbolise that we're all different and that's something to be celebrated. And we're really proud of it because it's gone from 30,000 kids to 7.5 million, I think it is, they're estimating this year. And all schools getting involved. And I think a big part of that is it's a really simple idea. Mm. And it's something you want to sort of drill into your kids at a young age, you know, that words can have a reaction and a consequence. Really think about what you say. And it's a lighthearted, more of a lighthearted message you're trying to get to those younger kids. And so... So we're really, really proud of it.
And have you had any conversations with your girls? I guess they're quite young still, but have you sort of chatted to them about how to deal with bullying if they see it happening at school, or, you know?
When situations occur where we can say it, we'll say it. We'll say, right, okay, well, it's nice to be kind to someone. If someone's shouting and, you know... like Ruby has had friends that have sort of shouted and she's come back. She said, well, she didn't listen to me and she shouted. And then you can just explain with someone, you know, people are just showing their feelings, the big feelings. And it's something that, you know, it doesn't mean you have to react to it. You know, sometimes it's just, and so you start explaining it in that way when there's context to do it.
Yeah.
But we don't sit her down and say, right, okay, this is what you know what I mean? It's just when the situation occurs.
That's always the best way, isn't it, with anything to do with parenting. Mm. It's just pick your moment. Finally, Andy, Christmas is fast approaching. What does Christmas look like in the Day household?
Okay, well, Panto. I'm usually at Panto, so we're usually away, although this year we've definitely decided, because of having baby number three, that we will stay at home. So I only get a day off at Christmas. Mm. So I'll come back, but we'll put the Christmas tree up. We'll probably have a nice lamb roast. The kids don't, like, Rubes doesn't get up at silly o'clock. She still gets up at seven. She's not, we get more excited before she does, but she's a sleeper. Yeah. She likes her sleep. So she will. We've got one of those Ollie the Owl clocks.
We've got one of those.
Well, I just think it's what you're given, and we've been given a sleeper. She enjoys it. And the Ollie the Owl clocks has been brilliant. And she won't get up until it goes yellow. Well, she'll get up to go to the toilet and stuff, but she'll come back down and she'll stay in bed. And we've never really had to drill that into her much.
Give me your tips, because Ollie the Owl, my twins get up and they're just defiant. They're like, Ollie's not awake, we don't care.
Alison, twins are different, man. They're there to G each other on. Like, we've got friends. Rubes has got two very good mates who are twins, and they're absolutely adorable, but their parents as well say, well, they they go to bed at a certain time and they get up together. And they do, because it's, you know, they're there together. I'm sure if Rubes had someone to sort of in the same room talk to, then she probably would do the same.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, listen, Andy, thank you so much for joining me today. It has been wonderful to chat to you. Thank you so much.
Lovely to chat to you as well.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.